We get things underway by welcoming back to the program author Amy Bass, who wrote the terrific book on the Lewiston High soccer team, One Goal. Amy, with a number of appearances around the state this week, and she's with us to talk about that and the reaction to the book as well. Amy, welcome back to Downtown.
Thanks so much for having me back. It's a pleasure.
You've got a very busy week lined up with appearances throughout the state of Maine. Tonight in Freeport, tomorrow Topsom and Bath, Belfast Wednesday, Waldoboro, and Rockport on Thursday. A shrewd part-time Mainer knows the best time of year to be here.
Well, you know, the last time I was here, you all were kind enough to provide me with a historic nor'easter, so I figured July I might be a little safer in talking about the book.
Absolutely. Now, you went to Bates, you've talked about that, and so you already had a connection with the city of Lewiston, but researching the book, writing the book, and then the aftermath of the book, has that helped you establish an even deeper kinship with the city and the people of Lewiston?
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting. I was in Norway and Wayne yesterday for some fabulous events, talking to some great people, and then they said, where are you off to next? I said, you know, I'm going to Lewiston to spend the night, even though it's not on the docket this time around. But just because I can't be in Maine and not. It's like coming home.
What's very interesting, too, is Lewiston, and you talk about it in the book, like a lot of the industrial towns in the state of Maine and gosh, all over the country, for many years was focused on the past and what it used to be. Do you think that the soccer team, the influx of the immigrants into Lewiston has helped turn the page so that this is a city that now, and it's not without problems still, but looks at least to the present and a little bit to the future?
Yeah, I mean, and it's not without problems, and it's not perfect, and I think that that's one of the big takeaways from the book is that community is work, and coming together isn't, you know, just staying together, that it has to constantly be work. But I think that Lewiston, even before the Somalis arrived, they were really, you know, looking at what the city administrators were doing to try to create strategies to think, you know, look at all of this vacant square footage we have in terms of mill buildings and warehouses and what have you. You know, how can we think about a way to push forward? And I think that focus is usually economics, but then everything else comes with it in terms of culture and schools and just quality of life. So I think that, yes, there's steps forward and there's steps backward, but Lewiston is a really interesting example of forging those paths. And I don't think it's an accident that I've been doing a lot of conversations and interviews and events with other similar New England towns who are trying to figure out what their future looks like. You know, many of them dotting the riverbanks of water that used to push forward manufacturing and what have you, and now you've got to think of something else that piece of land is going to do.
Well, it's important, too, to realize and to remember always that progress is not a continuous straight line forward, that there are going to be hiccups along the way. There will be steps backwards on the road to where cities would like to be.
Absolutely, and I think that we always need to make sure that we remember that change does not always mean progress, that it can happen in multiple directions even at the same time. And so I think that, you know, change is always something that we want to be thinking about and finding context for, but it doesn't necessarily mean progress as much as I think that we would like it to always mean progress, that as time marches forward, things are always going to get better. And, you know, I'm a historian by training, and we just know that that isn't true and that that isn't the way it works. And we have to be okay with that. But I think that, you know, the example of Lewiston is that for every painful rupture that happens, there's a coming together of some kind. And then hopefully the next rupture won't be quite as bad and the coming together will be even better. And that's the kind of progress that I think a community needs to work toward.
What are the lessons of Lewiston? What did that city and its people do well that others could emulate?
You know, I think that making space and it sounds so simple, but having time and space for people to figure out what it feels like to be a community is something that Lewiston has done really well, that when there are things to celebrate, they celebrate it and then they remember it. And I think remembering what it feels like for a community to come together is a really important thing so that, you know, you'll know what you're striving for the next time around. You know, as the book, as One Goal is going to press, the Lewiston Blue Devils won another state championship,
right,
which threw my world into a little bit of turmoil for about 18 hours as we were trying to find space in the book to add that. But I think that it was really important to add it. And one of the things that really struck me about it was how many of the little brothers from the first state championship were involved in this one? And that's something that I think Lewiston can focus on, that there's continuity and there's future. As you look at, you know, if just using the soccer team as an example, as you look at who's coming up through the ranks of community soccer teams and junior varsity soccer teams and then the varsity roster.
We're talking with Amy Bass here on Downtown. What's the reaction been of the people in Lewiston to the book, both those who were involved in the story and those on the periphery?
Yeah, you know, I'm really lucky. And it isn't just since the book came out, but it was through the entire process. This was a very generous and open community on all facets. They were patient with me. They were willing to teach me. They were willing to just have me hanging around to the point where hopefully they didn't notice me so much anymore. But there is always anxiety, those moments when, you know, I got a copy of the book for each member of the team and for coaches, and they had them in hand before it came out. And I was anxious for the days that I knew that they were reading it, and I'm really grateful to how supportive they've been. You know, the events that I did in Lewiston right when the book came out in early March, it was an amazing experience to be here. It was an amazing experience to be with Maine Immigrant and Refugee Services. They did this wonderful meet and greet at their main offices, to be at the Lewiston Public Library. And then, you know, I'm back in Lewiston for a couple days this week. I had dinner last night with Coach McGraw and Coach Gish, which was a nice sort of return. And it's great to just, you know, to be able to talk sports and Lewiston and life and have the book in hand and it's all okay.
This book brought together a lot of your talents and your interest in writing about sports and writing about politics. And you've said before with us, it's a book about sports, but it's not a book about sports. It's a book about Lewiston, but it's a book about America as well. As you travel around and talk to people about the book and about the issues that it deals with, does it seem to you that, given what we've witnessed in the last 18 months or so, that attitudes on immigrants have changed in America, or are we seeing what was always there but kept below the surface?
I think that it's always been below the surface, and now maybe folks are a little bit more emboldened to bring it out. But, you know, from the very first moment that I first wrote about this story, which was for CNN back in the fall of 2015, part of understanding that this should be, that I should continue with this project, and that that there was a book in it, was the reaction, was the comment section, to see just what kind of a nerve this story touched, both from those who found it heartwarming and empowering, and those who found it, you know, a reason why everything is falling apart. And both of those sides are very much part of the book. I have to say, I'm overwhelmed by the emotion that folks sort of display at the book events that I've been doing, oh my goodness, at this point for almost 6 months, all over the place. I think that the book, I think that the word that the book people use the most is hope, that they just hope that stories like this can help us weather a storm. And I think that we are very much in a storm. It's been the whole journey has been bittersweet. I think back to my very naive early days working on the book, where I thought, wow, I hope it's still relevant when it comes out, because it feels really relevant now. And it has just gotten overwhelmingly relevant. You know, even thinking about the last couple of weeks, thinking about family separations, one of the big themes of this book is what these families have gone through to keep their families together. And it was one of the big, profound takeaways for me personally, learning about community and learning about family and the centrality of family to our communities. And America's had a rough several weeks in terms of how it deals with families, how we define family. And I think that the book has sort of, you know, hit a new area of relevance as that kind of news unfolds.
Oh, there's no question about it. And certainly hope comes when you read the book. But for me, it was pride. It was reading this book and saying, yeah, this is the promise of America. This is what we've always claimed to be as a nation. And this is another chance for us to try and discover that again.
Yeah, I think having a snapshot I'm overwhelmed by the number of kids that are reading the book, soccer teams and middle schools and high schools, and I love working with those groups. But, you know, this is sort of an example of, you know, you read the documents, right, in your civics class or in your political science class, and this is what America's supposed to do. It's what we are on paper, And we're just, it's the execution part that we're not always so good at. And I think that pride, I think pride in Maine as well, and pride in Lewiston, I can't get over how many book events I did in New England in which a woman or a man would stand up during the Q&A and say, so I'm a proud Blue Devil alum, and then just start talking to the group, and some of them quite emotionally talking about maybe playing for Mike McGraw or being from Maine or being from Lewiston, and even saying things like, you know, thank you for writing this. And that's just the best.
The book is One Goal. Amy Bass appearing tonight at the Freeport Community Library at 6:30. Tomorrow at 2 in the afternoon at the Topson Public Library. Tomorrow night at 6:30 at the Patton Free Library in Bath. Wednesday, Left Bank Books in Belfast at 7 p.m. And then a couple of appearances Thursday, the Bremen Library at 4 in the afternoon and the Rockport Public Library at 6:30. Amy, it's a delight to talk with you once again.
Thanks so much for having me on again. It's been a pleasure.
Amy Bass, the author of One Goal, here on Downtown.